This is the Composer's Datebook for January 24th. I'm John Zeck. For most of the 19th century, the operatic capital of the world was not Naples or Vienna or Berlin. No, it was Paris. And on today's date in 1835, the Italian opera composer Vincenzo Bellini scored one of his biggest successes in Paris when his new opera I Puritani, or The Puritans, was staged at the Théâtre Italien. Bellini didn't even try to write an opera in French, but after consulting with his older colleague Rossini, he tailored his new opera to French tastes, but it was still very much an Italian opera for Paris's most famous Italian-language opera house. I Puritani is a romantic tale set during the English Civil War between the Puritans and Royalists, and it was a major hit in London, where 3 days before its British premiere, some excerpts were performed as part of the 16th birthday celebrations for a music-loving British princess named Victoria. The English critic Chorley recounted how commoners, as well as future queens, were smitten with Puritani fever. Errand boys whistled it, he wrote. Barrel organs ground out its tunes. I Puritani was part of the inaugural season of New York's Metropolitan Opera in 1883. But with the rise of the more realistic, even gritty, Verismo operas around the turn of the century, I Puritani was deemed too old-fashioned. In the 1950s and 60s, however, singers like Maria Callas, Joan Sutherland, and Beverly Sills prompted many successful revivals. Composer's Datebook is supported by Ancestry.com, an online resource for discovering family histories and growing family trees. Learn more at TryAncestry.com. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.